America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He could use it too, and he smokes that ball high in the air, deep out to right center. It is gone! Well, there's that big hit. Jonah Heim's ninth home run of the year.
Stuff has been pretty solid since I came back off the IL. I like where everything's at and the mix we kind of have going. But yeah, just kind of lost it a little bit command-wise, and the walks ended up hurting me. Keep the ball in the yard for one. Limit the walks and execute as many pitches as possible. He's a good hitter, man. There's not much he can't barrel, and it's fun to watch. Yeah, absolutely. I think June was a rough month for us. All of us were trying to catch our breath. We had one of the tougher schedules there, travel wise and whatnot. And I think the All-Star break was a refreshing break for a lot of us and kind of get our feet back under us and continue.
Dean Kramer, tough luck loser yesterday in Arlington as the Orioles drop a finale to the Rangers 3-2. Kramer gives up the 3-run homer to former Oriole draft pick Jonah Heim as you're at Rangers Radio. 3-run shot there. That was all she wrote for Texas offensively, but their pitching was just a little bit better because the Orioles didn't score until Santander hit a 2-run jack in the top of the 8th inning. Orioles were 0-for with runners in scoring position. What they did do in winning 2 out of 3, let's stress that, and they extend their lead in the division to 2 games because the Yankees have dropped 2 of the first 3 to Tampa. They play again this afternoon coming up at 1:05. What they did, they hit 8 home runs over the weekend against Texas. The problem is that outside of that 8 home runs, well, they were 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position on Friday, but 3-for-13 Saturday, 0-for-6 yesterday. And we've talked about the stats, and I'm not trying to pee in anybody's cornflakes at 10 whatever on a Monday morning, but they seem to be all or nothing with the home run ball when it comes to generating runs. Now, they hit the home run ball better than any team in baseball. They lead the majors in homers. Anthony Santander was on fire in Arlington. Actually, he had a hit in the All-Star game and scored a run there, as well as the American League wins over the National League in these softball uniforms, which isn't a big deal, but we'll get to it, I'm sure, at some point in time. But hitting with runners in scoring position, as they say, situational hitting, is going to have to improve, I would think, as you get into the deeper parts of the pennant race. You're fighting off New York. Boston just got swept in L.A. because they were kind of breathing down everybody's necks before the All-Star break. So we got a lot of baseball left to be played. The trade deadline is 8 days from today. But Dean Kramer, I thought, Benny, outside of a little command issues, and that was an impressive homer from Jonah Heim. Yeah. He kept him in the game. Unfortunately for the Orioles, Heaney and the rest, just a little bit better than they were yesterday.
The 2-out walks. I mean, the walks kill you. You know, and it's you've heard it since you were in grade school.
Yeah.
Walks will kill you. And it did. Because you know what? And I was we were driving home listening on the radio yesterday from the Ravens. And I told Charlie, I said, single home run, you can live with. But when you got two guys on, all of a sudden it's 3-0 instead of 1-0. That makes it tough, especially when your bats aren't helping you out at all.
Yeah, and the two-out walks are even worse because you're just that close to getting out of the inning. Couldn't get it done. But the bottom line is the Orioles salvaged the finale against the Yankees, coming from behind to do so. The dramatic walk-off from Cedric Mullins. Then they take the first two against the Rangers, who dismissed them from the playoffs last year, as we all remember. So here they are, day off today. They go to Miami, take on the hapless Marlins. Don't want to assume anything because we were talking about, hey, first place Orioles, last place Cubs. What could go wrong? Well, they got swept. That's what could go wrong. So I'm not getting into any of that nonsense today. But you get to chill a little bit. Hopefully Tampa does a little more damage to New York. You gain a half a game without even playing. And then you come back home to the Padres this weekend. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. So the Orioles, two games up, July 22nd. This isn't a small sample size. This is a more than two-year sample size. This is a really good team that's going to improve itself, we think, over the next 8 days. Question is, what are you sacrificing? What are you bringing in? Rockabacco was writing about this morning on massinsports.com. The preference is controllable guys, because if you think about it, Burns is a free agent. And he's going to go probably to the highest bidder, even though he loves it here, according to Scott Boras. Kyle Bradish out for next season. John Means is a free agent, but he's hurt. He ain't pitching anyway. Tyler Wells out for next season. I mean, we're talking about four guys who won't be around maybe next season, unless the Orioles can use a football term, throw a Hail Mary and keep Corbin Burns around for more of a team-friendly deal. But who knows? Maybe Ruben Stein's going to spend some dough.
Yeah.
We don't know. You got Anthony Santan there, who I said before the season I'd give 3 for $60. We doing that?
He sounds like he wants more than
A little more than that.
More like 2 for $60 may give.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, $30 million a year. All right, again, we'll address all of these things in due time, but they need pitching, and the preference is controllable pitching, because even though they drafted a ton of dudes over the past weekend, and we'll talk to Peter Flaherty about this, this was more in the latter half of the draft when the high-end stuff, but we'll get into all of that and more. But a reliever, I think, and another starting pitcher is imperative for the Birds, and if you're all in it to win it, Vinny, if you have to sacrifice insert top prospect here for a rental, and that rental helps you win the World Series, in the end, I guess we'll be cool with that long term.
No, Bob, there is no doubt about it. Because here's what the fans say. A lot of fans, you know, you hear the fans saying, well, you know, we got next year, the year after that. No, you got the best team in baseball right now. You need to go for it, because who knows next year? You know, you may have injuries or whatever, and all of a sudden you're sitting next to you and say, damn, we should have went for it last year.
And the comparison that has been used, it was a national writer, and I apologize, can't remember who it was, 2016 Cubs. They made the playoffs in 15, then finally won the World Series in 16. They were expected to be the dynasty with Bryant and Rizzo and all these young pitchers, and it never really panned out for them. And now here they are, you know, in a rebuild phase. I don't know if it'll dip that dramatically for the Orioles, but sooner or later, you're going to have to pay somebody.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pay them an extreme amount of dough. So to your point, Nolan, get in here. Yeah, there's a window, and it's wide open, because they're still going to be good.
No doubt.
For a couple of years. But if you have a chance to win it all this year, when there's no real Orioles right now have the best record in the American League. If you got a chance to do it, now, Tarek Skubal, perfect world, because he's controllable. He's going to cost you Holiday, maybe a Kerstad, and all that good stuff. But if you can pull a rental du jour that elevates your rotation, because they're going to need some help here, what are you willing to sacrifice prospect-wise? We talk about Kyle Stowers, it's like he's Ted Williams. He can't even get on the field for the Orioles.
So it seems like everyone has their list of untouchables, but if that group is, what, Kobe Mayo, Jackson Holliday, Samuel Basayo, those seem to be the top three names, you're going to have to move one of them if you want to get a Skubal-like player. So it's not an exclusive thing where you say those three guys, no, they're off the menu, you got to pick from everyone else. You know, if you're the Orioles, you have to be willing to give a little bit. And quite frankly, when you are dealing here at the midseason deadline compared to an offseason trade like they did with Corbin Burns, you are going to pay a little bit more. It's not just a this year thing, it's an every year thing. Whether the market's abundant or not, you're always overpaying as a buyer at the deadline. So as far as windows, I mean, heck, look across the division at Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Their window was supposed to be like the Orioles, you know, 10 years, all this young talent. Look at them now. They haven't won anything.
Yeah, and Bichette's going to be out for a while with a calf injury, and they spent, though. They signed Springer, they signed Gausman, they went out and got some free agent help. They got Chapman, who they lost this year.
Hey, Bob, you know what was really cool about the All-Star game? I mean, you had Scooble pitch the one inning, then Crochet pitched the next, and then Miller pitched the next. And you know who got to catch them all?
Adley.
Rutschman. Yeah, so if you're Elias, you know, and you're interested in those guys, you go to, what do you think, Adley? What, you know, you can get a lot of intel from your guy. What kind of guys were they? All that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, but you're in it to win it. You got to make sacrifices.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be.
And let's not forget also, everybody, ladies as well, listening out there in the audience, what's happening. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serato, Nolan McGraw. Nolan and I back for vacation. We'll get into that. They're also going to have to outbid other teams looking for the same players.
No doubt.
So it's going to be fun. Next 8 days, it's going to be wild, wacky stuff. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. But Vinny was out at day one. Yes, there's already been a training camp practice. Ravens did add a safety in Eddie Jackson with a Pro Bowl pedigree. So we'll see how that turns out. But Lamar got sent home. Is he just allergic to the first day of training camp? We'll get into that more here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Really no details. He just started getting sick yesterday, tried to get in today and get rest and then get fluids and things. It just wasn't good. And so he was sent home by the docs.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday explaining what happened with Lamar Jackson, who reported with the rookies, if I'm not mistaken.
They had quarterbacks and injured vets had to be in on the 15th, which was last Monday.
A week ago today. Yeah. So he's been there for a while.
Yes.
And had been practicing. But yesterday, the first day of training camp, which was open to the media, And Vinny was there, and we'll get scouting reports here in a few. And the fans were there, which is great because, you know, we're less than a month away from the preseason opener. We're 2 weeks away from the, not even 2 weeks away from the preseason opener in the Hall of Fame game. It's here, everybody. It's football. Even, oh, my God, I'm stunned. First Take's not talking about or Get Up. Which one's the Stephen
First Take?
First Take. It's not even LeBron or Bronny or the U.S. Olympic team. It's actually Lamar.
Yeah.
But Lamar got sent home yesterday, as the doctors, you heard the head coach say, was not deemed fit to participate. We don't make much of this because a couple years ago he missed the first day of practice. Come to find out he had COVID. But this could be just a
sounds like, yeah, sounds like he had the flu or whatever. There. You know, and Bob, he, like you said, he was there last Monday. So he's had a week of practice. So is it a big deal? No. But maybe the heat got to him or something. You know, who knows? Because it was 107 degrees a couple of those days last week when they were out there practicing at 1:20 in the afternoon, I'm guessing. So, you know, it's not a big deal. Gave Josh Johnson and Leary and those guys a chance to kind of show what they got a little bit, take charge. So, yeah, it was a spirited day. It was hot as hell, but it was from 1:20 to 2:50. So it was not a long practice, and it was mostly team stuff.
Now, we've talked about the quarterback situation backup. Maybe be in dire straits because Leary probably isn't ready to heave a football around an NFL field just yet, but Josh Johnson has for many, many years. So we look at the backup quarterback situation because yesterday was a good chance because Lamar wasn't there. But is this an area of concern eventually for Baltimore, maybe trying to strengthen that thing before the season opener against the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think you've said it many a time, Bob. I mean, if Lamar gets hurt, they're in trouble anyhow.
Sure.
So, but I think that what they feel with Josh Johnson is that with the running game they have, with the tight ends that they have, that he can be an assist guy. You know, get the ball to the right people and get them through a game or two if need be. But if it's for an extended period, no. Didn't matter who they have, it's not going to be good.
We'll talk more Ravens, Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner coming up at 11 o'clock, but we'll get into it more in detail during news from the Nest, but early impressions, which you saw yesterday, day one of training camp for the Ravens.
Well, because all we've been talking about all offseason has been the offensive line, you know, with three new starters and stuff. So I thought, you know, there was no pads. I think pads start Thursday. So I thought Ronnie Stanley showed a little anchor in there, which, you know, because he was rushing against Oway. Oway was rushing against Ronnie most of the time, and he tried to push him, and he was pushing him right by and stuff. So that kind of excited me a little bit. Voorhees, I think Voorhees is going to be fine just because he's so good fundamentally. Lindebaum. The right guard was Falele, you know, and he's 384 or something. He needs to, in training camp here, if he could get down to about 370, where his stamina is better. Because he's a huge body, and he's hard to get around. So he can lay on you, and he can move people, you know, because he's 384. And then the right tackle was Patrick McCary. And you say, you know, why McCary? Well, right now, I mean, if you put your five best people out there, McCary's one of them. And, you know, and everybody talks about that he's so valuable because he plays so many positions. Correct. He is. You know, and do you want to put him at right tackle where he can line up anywhere and be that guy for best sixth man in the league? So, but nobody's ready yet, though. Falele's not a right tackle. Rosengarten's not ready yet. And we'll see. We'll see the truth when the pads come on. And then Josh Jones was they were backing up, and Ben Cleveland was playing every position: right tackle, right guard, center. And Salo was, you know, playing some at guard and stuff. He needs to show strength. That's his big thing. Just show strength that you can handle the power in there. So O-line. It was interesting because that was the first thing I wanted to see, Bob, was who they lined up, you know, with the starters the first day. Because then all of a sudden, throughout practice, they're just switching around. But the first day, the first rep, somebody's got to be the starter, and that's who was starting. So found that interesting. And I thought Marlon Humphrey looked good. He looked like he was in shape, and I thought he moved around well. He ran deep. Nobody ran past him. So I thought he looked good. It's nice looking at that safety position, man, when you got Hamilton and Marcus Williams both healthy and stuff. That was good. And Simpson, he looks big and fast. And Roquan just runs all over the field. I mean, like one of the first couple plays, he almost, you know, he made a great play, almost had an interception because he's got great vision and stuff. So there was a lot of good stuff. It didn't last long. It was mostly team stuff and probably just to get everybody back, kind of doing their thing. But I thought the receivers caught the ball well. You know, and we'll talk a little bit about Bateman. Bateman runs good routes. Bateman runs good routes. And he didn't catch anything deep. And I'll tell you who made a hell of a play. They had him lined up wide out there. Was likely. It was a back shoulder. They threw him a deep one, back shoulder, down the field, about 35 yards. And he caught, made a hell of a play. So that was good. And like, Bob, one thing that, you know, you notice because there's these undrafted free agents, and it just happened to be Kadre's son, Kadir Ishmael. And he's playing more tight end now instead of wide receiver. So he's got a chance to make a play. You know, it was a back shoulder, was a tough catch. But when you're an undrafted free agent, you got to make those plays that, you know, make like, who did, what number was that?
Right.
You know, those kind of guys got to make a play.
Now, getting back to the O-line real quick before we get to the phone, Sports Tech 583-1057 with Voorhees at left guard.
Yep.
Is it still the same thing we've talked about the entire offseason? It's his job to lose.
No doubt. No doubt about it. I think they feel good about that position. I think they feel, you know, I think there's more ifs about Ronnie Stanley than there is Voorhees. I think they'll be shocked. And the best thing that can happen for the Ravens is when the pads come on, Ronnie can anchor. Because if he can anchor, that left side of the line is going to be good. And then it's going to come down to Rosengarten is going to be the other piece.
It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Any questions for Vinny about training camp day one? They're out there again today at 1:20. Derrick Henry, John Harbaugh, others scheduled to meet with the media. Stay tuned for that. Orioles are off today after taking 2 out of 3 from Texas. Do drop the finale, however, yesterday, 3-2. Trade deadline, July 30th. We had the MLB draft, which we'll talk about later in the show, with Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Pikesville, bring in Mark. Mark, what's up?
Come down to... Hey, good morning to Boston, Vinny.
Mark, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, Vinny, our boys came through again. We ain't got but 2 good pitches.
Yep.
Got to make a trade, Bob. I need you to call Elias today.
I'll call him during the break. Yeah. I got him on speed dial right now.
It's a great time of year. The football is starting up, but I'm staying focused on my World Series right now, guys. I just think that we're on the right track, but we got to just add a little bit more pitching. I think we're going to be all right. As far as football, I'm going to just wait and see right now. I'm just on the Oreo bandwagon right now. I'm just glad you're back, Bob. All right, Vinny.
Good night, man. Hey, man, enjoy that bandwagon ride because it's fun, it's exciting, and yes, it's World Series or bust. I mean, they know they're capable of winning this thing, but they do need to add to the rotation and probably to the bullpen as well. I think we've determined that to be somewhat of an issue for them. Question now becomes as well, we'll talk to Rich Dubroff about this at 11:30 from BaltimoreBaseball.com. When's Kobe Mayo become part of the fun?
Yeah.
I mean, need some right-handed pop. Austin Hayes seems to be scuffling a little bit. Rock wrote this today that the Phillies have asked about Cedric Mullins. Do you move Moomin in the center field? Looks like he's coming out of it just a little bit. But there are others on the roster that other teams might be. Hey, Ramon Urias could be a valuable piece for somebody, which means Connor Norby could be a valuable piece for the Orioles, unless he's part of a trade for a starting pitcher. So it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be exciting to watch. There are going to be some familiar names probably on the move. Hopefully the Orioles will bring in a familiar name that's going to help them. Hey, Jack Flaherty's available. Detroit's made it clear. We're not going to go there yet, are we? We'll be back after this.
Very excited to bring in Eddie Jackson. I mean, he's a guy that I can remember like it was yesterday. Boy, time flies. Life is short. Run to the ball. And I remember him running to the ball for Alabama. You know, when we were looking at the draft and having all these good years in Chicago playing against him.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about the acquisition of former Pro Bowl safety, Eddie Jackson, former Chicago Bear, coming into Baltimore. Apparently, Vinny was on the field yesterday getting a full workout in there with his new team and health permitting. And we know that the Ravens like to run that three safety stuff, we assume, with Zach Orr, based on the history of their defense. Eddie Jackson's going to get a lot of PT in the back end of that Ravens secondary this year.
Yeah, because if Eddie's back there, kind of like Stone was, then it frees up Millett and it frees up Hamilton to do their things. So it, and then I guess if he's out there a lot, Bob, then I'm guessing that Simpson's probably not going to be on the field as much on those downs. Nickel and dime, probably, at least early on. They'll have those veteran guys and have people that can run back there. Because if you saw that clip, Xavier Worthy running that deep route yesterday.
Oh, and Mahomes airing that thing out, too.
So, you know, you're going to, the Ravens are going to see some bombs, you know, come that night. But, yeah, the having the three safety, I just think it gives them a lot more flexibility. And so I think, you know, it's a total plus. I'm going to check him out. I didn't really know. I didn't even look for him yesterday, to be totally honest. I mean, there was so many other things to look at in an hour and a half. So today I'll get a chance to look at Eddie Jackson. And when the pads come on, they'll do one-on-ones and all that stuff, and it'll be much, much better.
And we know that Geno Stone was an integral part of the Ravens' defense last year, mainly because Marcus Williams was banged up for most of the season, and Geno was leading the NFL in interceptions, now is off in Jacksonville. In theory, though, if Eddie Jackson is 100% Eddie Jackson versus 100% Geno Stone, we're upgrading here a little bit, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, Geno Stone's the one that the Ravens cut twice and New England cut him.
Yeah.
And he got paid. You know, good for Geno Stone. He's not the greatest athlete, but he's super smart and he can catch. So good for Geno.
Now, John Harbaugh, and we're going to play the cut in its entirety coming up here in a few minutes, basically saying that the plan for the Ravens is for Lamar Jackson to be the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And he's got two MVPs, well on his way to being a Hall of Famer, for sure. But something we've discussed on the program, by the way, it's Vinny and Annie, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Annie, Vince, Rotto, Nolan McGraw. What's up, everybody? Get in at 410-583-1057. Orioles are off today after taking 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. Birds are up 2 games in the AL East. Yankees have dropped 2 of 3 so far to Tampa. They play again today, coming up at 105. Orioles will be in Miami taking on the Marlins for a 3-game set starting tomorrow. And then the Padres, touching reunion with Manny Machado coming up this weekend. And Jackson Merrill, the local kid, grew up a Red Sox fan for whatever reason. He'll be here as well. All-star Jackson Merrill. But the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, these are lofty, lofty, lofty expectations and goals. I mean, in Patrick Mahomes, we're watching a guy right now that you can make a strong case is going to be maybe.
Right.
He might not catch Brady in amount of championships, but I mean, this guy's a stud.
No doubt.
And we're watching him at the peak of his powers. But Lamar, what's, other than playoff success, what's left to achieve here for him?
Super Bowls, Bob. I mean, because Brady's got 6. Joe Montana's got 4. Mahomes has got
3.
So, and, you know,
Bradshaw's got 4.
Yeah. So the thing is Lamar doesn't even have an NFC or an AFC championship win yet, you know? So he's got a lot of work cut out for him to get there. And I don't, if I'm a betting man, Bob, he's not going to pass any of those guys.
In regards to championships, that's a tall order, man.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, you have Hall of Famers played in 1 Super Bowl, Dan Marino, lost 4, Jim Kelly lost 3, Fran Tarkenton. I mean, there are there's more failure
no doubt.
Playoff settings oftentimes than there is success. But to exercise those demons, because there's still, as John Harbaugh pointed out, and again, we're going to have the entire clip for you because it's long, coming up at News from the Nest time at noon. There's a lot that it's a team game. Quarterback gets a lot of the credit, takes most of the blame, but he's 1-3 in the playoffs at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost that championship game last year. Maybe he was banged up, because I thought his best playoff performance was the second half of the Houston game.
Yes, it was.
Where he just basically put the team, said, let's go. Let's ride this thing home. Because that was a tough game, if you remember. In the first half, he had the run that sealed the game against Tennessee back in 2020. But I think that we can't put an absolute on whether or not he can play this well or not in a playoff setting, because he's going to have many opportunities to do so, including this year, you know, knock one for Micah here.
Yeah, and that to me, that's what the great ones do. In Ed text, he said Brady has seven Super Bowls.
Seven.
Said. But that's what the great ones do. I mean, Bob, what are you worried about when you're playing the Chiefs? It's the fourth quarter. 2 minutes ago, you say, damn, we're going to lose. You know, I mean,
because he's going to Montana it. Or yeah. Elway it. He's
right.
2 minutes left.
Exactly. And
I mean, they were losing, and they had 12 seconds left in a playoff game against Buffalo.
Right.
3 years ago, and they came back and won that.
That's the thing that is keeping Lamar, that moment in the playoffs, you know, because people, Dak Prescott, he can't win in the playoffs either.
Mm-mm.
So those kind of guys, they need that moment in the playoffs. You know, and if Lamar could have come back and won that game and then won the Super Bowl, talking about him totally different. You know, and Harbs doesn't have to say what he's saying. You know, he just built a two minutes and 40 seconds. He talked about him yesterday after practice. So, no, you don't. You think Andy Reid's got to talk about Mahomes?
No.
No. It's just like, you know, I mean, everything about Mahomes has already been said.
Yeah, and the thing is, Lamar is mentioned by most people in the same breath. We've talked about elite quarterbacks. Mahomes is kind of on his own little level right now.
No doubt.
But even Josh Allen's lost in an AFC championship game. Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, lost it, but got there. You mentioned Dak Prescott. I mean, we're going to see Jalen Hurts made it, but lost it. I mean, Purdy's been there, lost it. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are still chasing that Super Bowl glory that kind of validates them in the eyes of the fan base of the teams they play for. I mean, Lamar gets a lot of heat from Baltimore fans, much less the national media, but you're judged as a quarterback, as a starting pitcher, as the stud of your basketball team, whatever. If Alexander Ovechkin doesn't have a Stanley Cup, we're talking about him with hollow numbers, just putting up individual stuff.
How about coaches? Same thing.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to start winning some stuff. If you want to be mentioned in the same breath as the greats, championships are fair or unfair, or part of it. And quite frankly, I think it's a fair.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to be called the greatest this or the greatest that, how many rings do you have?
Look at Kyle Shanahan. You know, can't win the big one. He's been to the Super Bowl, what, three times and he's lost? So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. People love to look at people that have had success and won championships. And why is Tiger Woods so great? Same kind of thing.
Right.
Win championships.
And he did a lot of his damage early, so even though he sucks now because of age and injury, he built up so much equity.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does something well, it's like, hey, look at all, like Jack Nicklaus doing some stuff back there in the mid-80s. But you got to build up equity. Regular season success, been there, done that.
Yep.
For Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I mean, at least Harbs. And John Harbaugh has a lot of people want him whacked. He's got a Super Bowl ring on his resume, and he's probably another Super Bowl ring away from going to the Hall of Fame.
I would totally agree with that. I would totally agree with that. And even if
no pressure.
Yeah. Even if he got to Super Bowls, that would help him, because he's in the same boat as Lamar. They lose in the playoffs, early in the playoffs.
It's 5880-1057. The Fan, is it fair to judge on postseason success, not just Lamar, but obviously since that was the topic that's been brought up locally and nationally, feel free to do so. The Orioles, hey, they're going to be judged on their postseason success when they get there here in 2024. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff about that. And the trade deadline coming up in 8 days. Anything you want to get into, feel free to do so. It's a Monday. Looking a little overcast, probably a little bit rainy today, but we're still having some fun. We're going to make it a sunny day of sports talk here on 105.7 The Fan.
I think we can be better, honestly, and I know we can. I have the utmost respect for each and every guy that's in here, and I know the potential that each and every guy have. And so it's all about just going out and proving it week in and week out, and I think it starts in training camp.
Roquan Smith, all-pro linebacker for your Baltimore Ravens yesterday, met with the media. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Last year, the Ravens defensively tied for the league lead in turnover differential, led the league in sacks, fewest points per game allowed throughout 17-game regular season. Hell, they held Kansas City to 17 in the championship game.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get anything done offensively there. So Roquan Smith, as you would expect, saying he expects the results to be the same, if not better. New defensive coordinator Zach Orr, who's been with the team, however, for years. Bunch of new position coaches because, you know, Denard Wilson's gone, Anthony Weaver's gone, Mike McDonald obviously gone, head coach at Seattle. So, and there's some personnel losses too. We just talked about Eddie Jackson versus Geno Stone, maybe an upgrade there. Who replaces Jadeveon Clowney? I don't know if they have that
guy. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one that I see right now, Bob. I mean, when you look at their football team, I think they're a faster defense than they've been, you know, with the safeties they've got, with the corners they've got, the defensive front. I think they're good. My biggest question is pass rush, because Adisa Isaac, who they drafted out of Penn State third rounder, he pulled his hammy again. Last week. So he's out. You know, they have Owe and they have Vannoy, Robinson,
Ajabo,
but he's not healthy yet. You know, so when's he going to be healthy? So I still think that they may have to look for a guy. They're not going to look right away. I mean, they're going to see what they got with their young guys and hope that Owe takes a step. I did see him make a really nice spin move yesterday in practice. I said, yeah, go ahead, 99. That was a nice move, and he stayed on balance and everything. So that was good. But, Bob, to me, that's the biggest concern right now is the pass rush, because I don't know where who it's going to be. Owe's got to – I guess can Owe go from 5 to 10?
We've been asking that question for a couple years now. Yeah. And again, can Matt Ibike duplicate the 13.5 he had last year?
Or, I guess,
I mean, I can see double digits for sure, but who's picking up the others, if you will?
Yeah, that's going to be...
13, excuse me.
Yeah, he had 13. He looks good. He looks really good, you know, but can Travis Jones go from 1.5 to 5? You know, and then that would pick up if Matt Ibike goes down to 10.
But the changes in the coaching staff, the impact will be what now?
Yeah.
If there is one.
We're not going to be able to see, Bob, until we start playing games. That's when we're going to see. Like Mike McDonald's first year, I mean, that Miami game, what was it, 33-30 or whatever it was.
They blew
wild.
The big lead, yeah.
So we're gonna see once it gets going, because I don't think you know how you're going to react and how you're going to make adjustments in that critical, well, Zach, you know, because he was a linebacker, but he had people telling him, you know, what to do when he was a linebacker. He had a D coordinator telling him what to do. But how's he going to be during in-game with Andy Reid there, making all these shifting and motioning and doing those things, and then halftime adjustments that, like they made against Kansas City this past year? Can they do that? Because let's say, Bob, that the Ravens are winning at half September 5th, you know, and then Kansas City comes out and scores 3 or 4 touchdowns. It's all the questions are going to be one person they're going to go to on that, and that's going to be Orr.
So we'll talk more Ravens. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, coming up here in a matter of minutes. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, 11:30. Talk about the Orioles, who are off tonight. After taking 2 out of 3 from Texas, lost yesterday afternoon, 3-2. Jonah Heim, former Oriole prospect, 3-run jack off Dean Kramer. That proved to be the difference. Orioles did hit 8 home runs in the series. Hey, Corbin Burns won his 10th game Friday. Grace Rodriguez got number 12 on Saturday. But trade deadline looming. Bob Nightingale and Tom Verducci both saying the Orioles and Dodgers engaged in talks with the Tigers for Tarek Skubal. The problemo is that Detroit seems to be very reluctant to move. Hey, you can call. Like when we tell Nolan, book a guest. Hey, they can only say no.
Right.
mean, you can call, hey, Detroit, what's up, man? You ever had a crab cake before? What's going to take to get that ace pitcher of yours who might win the Cy Young who's controllable for the next couple of years? And you're in a mediocre division, which means you could be good as soon as next year. As a matter of fact, you're kind of sniffing around the wild card right now. What's it going to take to get you away?
Yeah.
Get him away from you. So, again, we talked about it early. Not only are the Orioles going to be looking for this stuff, the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers, their pitchers drop like flies,
yep,
just like the Orioles do. So they're going to have to compete not just what Detroit's asking price is going to be, with other teams trying to one-up you in the deal. Go back, Nolan, to the Andrew Miller trade, where the Orioles gave up Eduardo Rodriguez, who at the time was their top pitching prospect, and Eduardo became a very good pitcher throughout his career, now hurt. But Andrew Miller helped them win a division,
yeah,
got him to the ALCS. Question is, what are you giving up for a rental? And are you going to be willing to outbid the Dodgers, for instance, for a guy that goes, because assuming Burns leaves, goes right to the top of your rotation?
Well, Bob,
because I'd rather have him than Crochet, personally.
Bob, if you could put yourself in the GM's chair at Detroit, how much fun would that be?
Yeah.
I mean, because you control everything.
Yeah, dance, fools.
You're right.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We got Rich Dubroff talking about that subject and more. Orioles off today in Miami against the Marlins. 3-game set starts tomorrow. But talking Ravens, Baltimore Banner, Kyle Goon got practice coming up. Training camp practice at 1:20.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.